Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KYKY and HD1 St. Louis. Today's best music. Powered by the Bomarito Automotive Group. Y98 St. Louis.
Odyssey Station.
The brewers of Miller Lite are now selling candles, which include scents such as Dive Bar, Beer Garden, and Game Day. Of course, their beer will remain unscented.
What is this?
This is show business.
Getting crazy, being unpredictable, that's your brand.
Who's ready to entertain?
To entertain folks.
Intensive good radio's preparation.
Oh, you're not prepared for this.
What is happening here?
I like your free-flowing format.
They got great banter.
They jib-jab, 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 jib-jab.
It's totally different.
Oh, we should start the show.
Okay.
This is why they tell us to stay in school, so we don't find out how great working is.
Yeah. You know what? I feel that, though. Work is great.
It is a great. Wake up.
Happy to be here with Julie, Kevin, and Lance. Let me just say this before my last day.
your second last day.
My last.
Second last.
I have had so much fun.
Me too.
Yeah, me too.
Like,
me too. I woke up yesterday and it's a Monday and you're supposed to be super bummed that you're going back to work. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have so much fun with the three of you that, like, I just hop out of bed. That's a good feeling to have.
It really is. Yep.
So we want to, like, hopefully we spread that energy to you. Because, you know, we've all been at times in our lives where you don't want to get out of bed.
I think it's your early morning workouts that you're really liking.
You know what?
Yeah.
They are, like, giving me a boost of energy because... Mm-hmm. Holy cow, does my body power off at, like, at night. Right. Like, I can feel it. I can feel the shutdown happening. I was like, I didn't press Control-Alt-Delete. but I, like, hit the bed and fall asleep, sleep hard, and then I wake up, and as soon as I even think about working out, I'm like, oh, yeah, let's do it.
Good for you. I don't know if I could wake up and do the Peloton.
I told my friends, I was like, I never, ever, ever... thought I would be a morning workout person. Did I work out today? No. But I had another little energizing thing. I stopped for gas this morning, and while I was doing that at my local Mobile on the Run, they had a little ad on the screen for Peeps Cappuccino. So I went in. We thought it was going to be at 7-Eleven, and we kind of kept our eyes out for it. Well, I didn't go into a 7-Eleven, I'm going to be honest.
I did. I tried. I looked for us.
Yeah. And I found the Peeps Cappuccino, and so I bought it. This is it's Peeps Yellow, for sure.
Yep. I was like, oh, I thought it was orange juice or something. I'm like, what you bringing? Like, OJ?
Nope.
No.
Peeps Marshmallow Cappuccino. And it's pretty good.
It's a cup of sugar.
I mean, the sugar is entering my bloodstream as we speak.
But are you surprised? That's what Peeps are.
It's all sugar.
So it's like true to form, and it tastes like... a marshmallow. Marshmallow in a cup. It's so good.
It's so good.
What? Did you just say Peeps were good?
Oh, my gosh. Can we get that on recorded,
only
please,
in
Kevin?
Liquid form.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. I don't like the texture of the Peeps. They just... but it's solid. Lance, I wish you were in here because we would pour you a full cup.
Oh, man.
Well, I know where to get one.
Yeah.
That's usually where I gas up.
Yeah, Mobile on the Run. They still have a little Peeps Marshmallow Cappuccino. So we're powered by Peeps this morning, and we have a lot on the show. Lance Hildebrand with traffic up next, though, on the Wake Up on Y98.
It is still too cold to plant flowers, according to my gardening friends. It's the wake up on Y98. But Julie did some gardening yesterday.
I did. Okay, so I didn't plant flowers. So I'm glad I didn't. You break that rule.
Yeah.
Planted some vegetables. So I planted cauliflower and lettuce and broccoli.
Oh, wow.
So I hopefully that's okay to plant all that stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no clue. I asked my neighbor who is an actual farmer. He like had a farm for a while.
Just not named farmer.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I love that. We're the farmers. He's the real farmer, we say. But I think I tried broccoli one year. I just go with what works in my garden. Kale, Swiss chard.
Ooh.
I think I'm going to stop the Swiss chard because we just don't like to eat it.
Oh, you don't like
it? It grows
chard?
Really well. Yeah. Well, I don't know. And then cucumbers do really well for us. And I think this year I'm going to try radishes because they worked for me a few years back. Last year, I didn't really water them and they all just grew on their own.
That's my favorite kind of plant. You don't have to worry about it at all. Just do your thing, plant.
The kale keeps coming back. Like, it's back on its third year and I didn't even plant it. It's pretty awesome.
Nice.
But people say don't plant flowers yet. A few of my friends have already planted flowers, but someone said the rule of thumb is like Mother's Day.
Oh, really? I feel like I've heard that before. Or like after May 1st, at least, is a good day to not.
But Mother's Day is early this year. It's the 9th. And I think you even go a week after. I'm just making stuff up and passing it off as fact. But we know people who have birthdays in mid-May, and they always say like it can still snow then. And it has snowed on their birthday. Yeah. So wait. Because it's going to kill your flowers. But still, like, every time I pass by Rolling Ridge in Webster Groves, I'm like, ooh, I just want to go in there. Because last year, I just gave them my planters, and I was like, put stuff in here and make it pretty.
Oh, I love that idea.
And they kind of, like, figured it out for me, and then I planted all of it, and people are like, wow, you're so amazing. And I was like, not me. Brown thumb over here. Yeah. Brown thumb farmer. But yeah, like I fell in love with gardening last year. I always hated it, but then during quarantine, like it was a real stress relief.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say I was in love with gardening at all. I definitely have the brown thumb as well. So in all honesty, it was at my friend's house, and she showed me how to do the gardening. I was like, how do you do this thing? She's like, dig a hole. Put this in here, then put the dirt in. I'm like, got it. Right.
We're like gardening 101 here.
Right, yeah. It's class number one. Let me see. Yesterday.
It's not necessarily gardening that I like, Julie, but I like weeding. I like the feeling of like pulling all the weeds out, and it's such a sense of accomplishment. And
I got
like,
something for you to do about 10:30 this morning. Then
what? What?
If you like weeding, come on over. Come on by.
Oh wait, I have a meeting. I'm sorry.
She's busy.
I don't like
a
it that much.
Weeding meeting.
Yeah.
You know the bed feels warmer sleeping here alone.
Macaulay Culkin has a baby and makes us all feel a little bit older today. It's Entertainment Schmig, and it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness in April with just one penny enrollment. Yeah, Macaulay Culkin and his partner Brenda Song, who met on the set of, what was it? It was Changeland. They had a baby, Dakota Song Culkin, named after Macaulay's late sister Dakota. 6 pounds, 14 ounces, and they were overjoyed, and when the baby came out, yeah, I'm sure Macaulay Culkin made the, like, scream face. I gotta tell you, like, falling in love with Macaulay Culkin all over again because my kids are so into the Home Alone movies.
Yes.
They think they're, like, the best movies ever. They even wanted to watch Home Alone 3, and I was like, that's where I draw the line. Macaulay Culkin isn't even in it. But... yeah, and just his life. Such a troubled childhood. I'm surprised he had kids.
Yeah.
Because his siblings, they stopped talking to their dad. Because he was just like...
I don't know if I knew about this troubled life of his part.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He and his brother...
Kieran.
Kieran, who's in
HBO Succession,
Succession talked about it in a recent article, just about how, yeah, they were child actors and making all of this money for the family.
Right? They were like supporting the family.
Oh, kind of like a Britney Spears situation, sort of, except like it's just like controlling parent who's making them act they can have all this money.
Be the breadwinner.
Yeah, yeah. Let's switch gears and do a 180 talking about Harvey Weinstein. Indicted on charges in L.A. and they're trying to extradite him from New York. But there was a virtual extradition hearing yesterday, and his lawyer said he's blind and losing his teeth, so he shouldn't be leaving New York. He's technically blind, and he's having dental issues. He's lost 4 teeth and is in danger of losing more. So they're asking the judge to allow him to stay in New York. He's facing criminal charges in L.A., grand jury, 11 counts of assault against 5 women. It's amazing how he just fell apart after he was charged.
Yes.
You know, he seemed to be like all powerful and had no problems before he went to jail. I don't know. I also wonder if these health things, like, it's because now everyone knows the truth and it affects your body.
Good. It's like finally he's getting a little bit of what he deserves. Hopefully they just put him in jail forever, ever.
Yeah. It's like, not to compare it to a Disney movie, but it's kind of like Tangled when they cut Rapunzel's hair, spoiler alert, and her mother, like, you know, becomes the old lady that she was and turns to dust. Like, I feel like that's Harvey Weinstein a little bit.
He's turning to dust.
Yes. That's Entertainment Schmig. A little bit more at 8:30 for you and online at Y98.com. Just seeing the headline from this new CDC study made my blood boil. It's the wake up on Y98. Okay, here you go. CDC study. Too much at-home learning isn't good for kids. Really? Little late on that one, CDC. Too much at-home learning isn't good for kids. Really? What gave it away? Said the grandmother of a 5-year-old. Oh, wait, that's his mom? Whoa, she didn't look like that last year.
You big dummies.
Too much at-home learning, not good for kids. Really? At-home learning is great for kids, say liquor stores. The survey went on to say, virtual learning was stressful for moms and dads with job concerns and childcare challenges. Really? Tell me more. Tell me more.
Insightful article.
Right. I know. Yeah. And then they say, parents shouldn't be too hard on themselves. At the same time, students continuing to learn at home may need additional support to help them cope. Really?
Yes. Whoa.
That's cute, CDC. Yeah. Like, we could have told you that 11 months ago. It took you this long to come out with this dumb study? Good God. Yeah, thanks.
KYKY and HD1 St. Louis. Today's best music. Powered by the Bomarito Automotive Group. Y9.
It's true, I'm a sucker for you. I'm a sucker for you.
Oh, it makes my heart happy to talk about concerts coming back to St. Louis. And we mentioned it later in the show yesterday on the Wake Up that AJR, the OK Orchestra Tour, is coming to town May 31st of 2022.
At least it's on the calendar.
Yes.
Right. That's good.
And I'm super excited because it's at St. Louis Music Park, which didn't even, you know, it's where the Centene Ice Rink is. And I didn't even get to see a single show there yet.
Wait, what part of town is that?
Don't ask me those questions, because I haven't been there yet.
You have a whole year to find out.
Googling.
Maryland Heights.
Thank you. Oh. I thought it was, but I didn't want to speak out of turn. So May 31st, 2022 at St. Louis Music Park. And we are giving away 2 pair of tickets every day. Today, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m., but because you're a 198 insider, Thursday, 10 a.m., we're going to have a pre-sale link. And the password is 198. So we're going to have all the details up on our website on Thursday. But why wait to buy them on the pre-sale?
Here we go.
Joshua Bergman out of O'Fallon wins tickets to see AJR in May of next year.
One of my frequent tweeters, Joshua. He gives me traffic info all the time. He's at 198 Lance on Twitter.
That is called karma, right? Yeah. He helps you out, we help him out. So congrats to Joshua. He's going to St. Louis Music Park in 13 months. Another chance to win AJR tickets. It just sounds good to say we're giving away tickets to a concert around 8:20 this morning. We'll do it twice a day all week long.
Well, speaking of a park, I went to an actual park yesterday. I went to Rockwoods Reservation, and I went on a little hike with my man. It was the Turkey Ridge hike. It's like 2 miles. It was so fun because it's a beautiful, like, the dogwoods are blooming, the redwoods, which should be called purple woods, if you ask me.
Oh, that's what those are? I love those purple trees. I think
they're called redwoods. Yes, they're gorgeous.
They're all along Highway 40 when you drive. Mm-hmm. Do you notice that?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever noticed them before.
I took a lot of pretty pictures. I can post some pictures on the Wake Up story. It's really nice. But when you first do this Turkey Ridge hike, it's like uphill.
Yes.
And my man's like a hiker guy. So he was going really fast. He's tall, so he's got long legs. I'm like, can we slow down a minute? Hold on.
But as long as you get up that first hill, it's pretty easy the rest of it.
And then downhill for the end.
And then you go downhill.
Yes.
That's the best. I got a tick on me, so you got to be careful.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like, do they have anything for humans? Like dogs, you can put Frontline on them and they like, you know, the ticks stick. And
there
is
tick spray.
Is there Frontline for humans?
Because I need it.
Yes. Yes, there is.
Oh, what? After you've had a tick on you?
I mean, now I'm like, are ticks all over me because I found one?
No, I think you're okay. I think you're okay. But now everybody, you know, people have learned to get outside more and go, like, our family explored parks when we didn't really before. And my kids like it. Like, we went to Pere Marquette.
Yeah.
Near Kevin's house. Of course, he was out of town that weekend.
Conveniently.
Just hiding in his house. And we just love it. So I'm always looking for new fun parks to hike with the kids.
And this had such a great trail. You could just follow the trail, which is my favorite kind of hike when there's like a trail that's already built.
Two miles is doable for kids too.
It really, and it was so beautiful and like such a good like mental health kind of thing to do because it's so beautiful.
Yeah. One of my friends always says like, if they're in a bad mood or they're having trouble with something and they feel stuck, it's like, go walk and then work. And then you walk for like half an hour and it's like your problems work themselves out.
Yeah. Sometimes you like come up with ideas.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Not all problems. Not saying like go on a hike to solve everything, but sometimes.
All right. Yeah. Put it up on Instagram.
Okay.
I want to see it. Even though you can show it to me right here.
Bomberito text line is always open, 314-531-9898. Julia's typing apologies as we speak.
I am.
I didn't know. It sounded right to me. Those trees with purple flowers, I didn't know the name, and you saw a lot of them on your hike yesterday.
Yeah, I was like, oh, there is the redwood. Apparently, that is incorrect.
Red bud.
Unless I'm talking about dogs, I have no idea what I'm talking about. Okay, just FYI.
Red buds. Julie, they are called red bud trees, the ones that have the purplish flowers, not redwoods. So now we all know.
Mm-hmm. Might be pink dogwoods, too. Those are the pink ones.
Oh, geez. Here we go.
Listen.
No, I mean, you know, just play along. The pinkish ones can be pink dogwoods.
The pictures are on the Wake Up story if you want to check and tell me how wrong I am.
The ones with the teeny tiny flowers, right? I don't know. All I know is I got a tick on me yesterday. I feel like I'm itching everywhere today.
Just blame it on the tick. Yeah. Blame it on the tick.
I got that tick thing.
Speaking of your hike, I said, you know, I'm learning more and more about like fun places to go. And someone said, tell Jen, okay. They're telling me, walk at Pickle Springs outside Farmington. It's a Missouri conservation park. Climb on rock formations like Elephant Rocks, Mossy Canyons, to go through in small waterfalls. We did go on a sunny day after rain the day before, and it was beautiful. Also, someone said, download the app All Trails, and it will tell you which trails are around you, how long they are, and all about them.
Oh, I love that idea.
I needed that 12 months ago, but I appreciate having it now. I don't think I put it out there last year. And then somebody else, nothing's better than therapeutic weeding when you're upset. We were talking about gardening earlier. Done lots of outdoorsy stuff. This is a very outdoorsy show today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more of an indoorsy person. But they say, take this weed, whack, and how about this, whop, and then when you're done, you feel better and the garden looks great. Great stress relief. I agree. I learned that last year for the first time. And then at the beginning of the show, I was just like, I was so grateful for the whole show. Like, I've had so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Not supposed to be here. hopefully leaving soon. Hopefully leaving soon, but I say that with love. Exactly. Like, I will still see you every day. Mm-hmm. And somebody texted in and said, I am going to miss this morning team so much. You have been awesome, especially considering it wasn't at all planned.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Thank you. So thanks for texting. Bomberito text line 314-531-9898. Up next, Missed Connections with Lance Hildebrand.
List missed connections.
Tuesday. Me likey. Let's start with you jump-started my car and my curiosity. I was lost in your neighborhood looking for my friend whose car broke down. I backed all the way down another wrong street, thinking your street was my friend's street, and then my car died. You noticed my car, you came out, gave me a jump. You are an awesome woman.
Ooh.
The world put me there for a reason, to tell you how awesome you and your jumper cables are.
Ooh.
Would like to see him again sometime soon.
Okay, stop. You can make jumper cables sound really raunchy.
That is my job.
Side note, you know exactly where this person is because they're right next to your friend's street.
Oh.
As with many missed connections on Craigslist, I feel like you need to take this, write it in letter form, and drop it in her mailbox.
Ooh,
and that is not a euphemism.
But that's even more work than just putting up a Craigslist misconnection. I mean, you can just jump online and type it and you're done. Yeah, I mean, it takes a certain amount of time and effort and a little bit of chutzpah.
But you might as well
write a letter.
Okay, who's next?
It's another street one.
Oh, jeez.
Across the street, neighbors. Oh.
Oh, no.
Jen's not going to like this one because this
neighbors,
guy or
it's
person.
Plural. Yeah.
They know where the other person lives. But we digress. Saw you the other morning on your front porch. Saw you turn around and pull up your thong.
Ooh. Oh, God.
Saw you then wait for me to acknowledge what I saw. Maybe it's finally time I come by and ask to borrow some sugar.
Jumper cables.
Might as well jump.
Y98, St. Louis. Today's best music.
So I am a rock star. I got my rock moves on.
It's a wake up on 198. Someone just texted after misconnections that Morgan Freeman needs to watch out because Lance is on fire. Yeah.
Hey, I'll take some of that. I'll take some of his workload. Happy to do it.
Yeah, right. Speaking of actors, though, we really need to address something that really consumed Kevin Berghoff all day yesterday, and it was Russell Crowe's transformation.
Yeah, I rented the movie Unhinged.
You can watch it for free on Amazon Prime, by the way.
Should have just done that.
Do you have it? You have Amazon Prime?
No, we don't.
Oh,
But we have Amazon. But I digress. So he plays a bad guy in this, villain who, it's a road rage story.
It's like Michael Douglas, what was it?
Falling down. Yes.
It's like Michael Douglas falling down because you fell down this rabbit hole of Russell Crowe yesterday. And then my husband watched the same movie with his friends. They've been watching movies every Sunday night since COVID started. And that was their movie. And he brought it up like, it was crazy how he brought up the same thing you did.
I was shocked at, I won't mix words. What happened to Russell Crowe?
So he gained a bunch of weight for a role. He played Roger Ailes.
Yes.
And then you said this was a movie role where he did not need to gain weight.
He didn't need to be this big, but it looks unhealthy. And it's weird because
Kevin was concerned that Russell Crowe is going to drop dead pretty soon.
It's bizarre to me because
he was the gladiator.
Yes. And it's funny because his acting style is very similar to Marlon Brando, and he looked very Marlon Brando-esque, and both men have played Superman's dad in movies. So I was like, what's up with that? So I fall down this massive rabbit hole.
That's too much of a thing. You fall down this rabbit hole, but I don't know. My husband and his friends were researching the same thing while they were watching the movie. They watch terrible movies every Sunday night, and this was another bad one.
Right! What's he doing in this movie?
They like watching terrible movies because then they don't have to stay focused and quiet the whole time. They can talk during the film. And as they were doing this research, he wore prosthetics for this film. If that makes you feel better.
Oh, okay.
But they also had a big beef because the mom in the film, it's real weird. Like, this mom honks at him at, like, a stop sign or something. And then he goes and just decides to, I'm going to tell you because it's a terrible film. Spoiler alert. I don't even want to give you spoiler alert. He goes and kills her whole family.
Right, yeah. He gets a little,
one by one, he, like, picks people off and he's, like, psychotic. And it just doesn't make any sense because
unhinged.
It was, like, unhinged at a traffic light.
Right, well, you could see part of it to reason, but she wouldn't apologize, and it was like, wait, then you went a little too over the top, and there's some things
he
that don't make
sense.
He
killed her whole family. That's not a little over the top. But what drove Ryan crazy was not only the terrible plot line, but she looked way too young. The mother-daughter, or the mother-son, too close in age, and then they researched it, and they're only 14 years apart in real life. There were lots of holes in this movie. Don't watch it. And Russell Crowe is not going to have a heart attack anytime soon. That's the moral of the story.
Well, good to know.
You
good
can sleep easy now, Kevin. It's the Wake Up on 198. Oh my gosh. Such important advice. Things you need to ditch by the age of 40. These rules, I think, like, should be everyone's just rules to live by. And it starts with basic stuff. You know, not drinking enough water, not getting enough sleep, 8 hours a day, making sure you don't drink caffeine too late in the day. Yeah, we get all that. We get all that. Forgetting to call loved ones. Not keeping in touch with people you love. And being isolated can lead to early death.
Oh, that's interesting. Ooh.
So call your mother.
Call your mother.
And some of these things, you know, are so obvious. But there are some things that have taken me a while, I think, to learn in my life. There are some things like staying indoors, sitting all day, never exercising, not stretching after exercising. Feel like I just started that one. So I'm adulting in that sense. But not managing stress. It's taken me getting cancer to realize that stress impacts your health way more than we give it credit. We just like think, stress isn't going to cause cancer. Yeah, it plays a big part. And skipping doctor's appointments is a huge thing, too. I just saw something for Siteman's mobile mammography van. And I feel like with the 5-year anniversary of me being diagnosed with cancer, I need to remind people, like, don't put it off. Just do it. Just do it. Mm. I had this lump underneath my skin. It felt like a frozen pea. It's not what I thought breast cancer felt like. I was like, it's fine. It's going to go away. And I waited a couple weeks. When you're younger, breast cancer tends to be more aggressive. Mm. And my husband was like, will you stop touching that thing and just go to the doctor? Thank God. Thank God he did. So I know you're like, I don't have enough time. But believe me, the time I've spent at doctor's appointments since then, just check it out. Because if it's nothing, it's nothing. And if it's something, you need to attack it right away.
That's a good idea. I'm going to make my appointment right now. Because that mobile van is so nice.
Yes.
Like, you could just pull right up to it. Usually it's in some big parking lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Not wearing sunscreen. Not a lot of things we've learned in the last year or so. Not taking care of your mental health. Staying in toxic relationships. Staying in the wrong job. And wishing you were younger.
Hmm.
I think we spend a lot of time like looking back. Listen, when I was younger, I didn't appreciate it.
Yeah.
So I don't know that I want to be younger. Like, I've traded how great, you know, just how great I looked and didn't appreciate it. No wrinkles or anything.
I know.
Not a care in the world.
I love it.
But I've traded it for some wisdom. I'm mostly okay with it.
KYKY and HD1 St. Louis. Today's best music. Powered by the Bomb.
It's a Taste Test Tuesday twofer on the Wake Up on Y98. You thought that, oh, you thought we were fancy with the Peeps Cappuccino from Mobile on the Run. Yeah. I picked up today. Yes. When I stopped for gas. Oh, no. I already knew that we were getting fancy.
That's right.
La Meridian, St. Louis Clayton, is the brand new 268-room hotel that opened in October 2020 in Clayton. And they have this partnership with the St. Louis Art Museum. So guests that stay at La Meridian can tour the art museum and special exhibits free of charge with their hotel key. So this hotel is working with the art museum. And they have this dinner that they're doing on Thursday and Friday in honor of the new exhibit that opens this weekend, Nubia, Treasures of Ancient Africa.
Oh, that's really cool. So if you're in town visiting, or if you like just want to stay closer to downtown and do a little staycation,
yes,
that's fun. Because the art museum is always free, which is so amazing. And it's one of the most COVID-friendly places to go to.
Yeah, except for this exhibit.
Except
costs.
For the exhibits.
Yeah.
The special exhibits that come in, you have to pay. And sometimes they're so popular that it's really tough to get tickets. So that's cool that they're doing this.
Yeah, and this hotel, La Meridian, is very dog-friendly, which is nice. Apparently, there's some sort of statue out front that you can take a picture of yourself in front of. It looks like you're walking a bunch of dogs at the same time.
Oh, that's cute.
Cool. So they brought us some of the food that's going to be on the menu Thursday and Friday, and it's related to this exhibit somehow. The hummus. There's chopped chickpeas. Za'atar served with sourdough muffins. They say hummus dates back to Egypt in the 13th century. Chickpeas were abundant in the Middle East and are still commonly eaten.
Oh, yeah. I can vouch for that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's good.
And then they had some like chicken. What? You know, they almost look like chicken meatballs.
Okay.
Like K-O-F-T-A is what it's called.
Okay. And then the dessert is this lemon poppy seed cake,
yes,
with some blueberries on top.
So it's marinated blueberries in lebna, is something called lebna's in there. Lebna is a soft Middle Eastern cheese from strained yogurt that's surprisingly easy to make and very versatile. So
and
that's on the top
barely,
of the cake.
Barely taste the lebna.
It's good.
Knock it off. All right. I know. You're so fancy. What did you think of everything?
I thought it was excellent.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really, really good. And it doesn't, nothing feels overpowering. I mean, even the Nubian spritzer, it's got.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
It's all got a very.
Oh, they have a special cocktail.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what's in this cocktail. The cocktail is 2020 Spirits Flora Aperitif, Date Simple Syrup, Fever Tree Club Soda, Lavender Bitters, and a Lime Garnish.
You loved the meal?
It's very good. Ooh. It was delicious. This drink is good. And you could see how Jen opened the bottle.
Yeah,
we didn't have a bottle opener.
That was the most impressive thing.
We should have had our Instagram out.
I went to Kevin's desk because it already has chips in it. You might have a few more chips sitting on your desk.
That's okay.
But I got it open.
Yeah, I know.
You need a bottle opener. If you don't want to see me.
Did a full 180.
Reggie Jean Page leaving Bridgerton over creative differences. Basically, you don't mess with Shonda Rhimes.
Yeah.
Entertainment Schmig is brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness in April with just one penny enrollment. So, Lady Whistledown put out a letter saying that he would no longer be part of the show or season two, and people were really bummed, and they said, like, we're focusing on another member of the Bridgerton family. So we thought, okay, fine.
Yeah, makes sense.
Even though his wife would be appearing. So we thought, he's just not part of the series anymore. Oh, but he was. He was not happy with what was planned for his character for season two because he wouldn't be the focal point of the show. I get it. He was the breakout star of Bridgerton.
Right.
No lie. And somebody else said, though, he's gotten tons of offers for new roles.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You're hot.
I mean, he hosted SNL.
Yeah.
That's like unprecedented.
Right.
That fast.
Quickly.
Yeah. Host
right.
SNL.
Yeah. My husband was like, who's hosting? I'm like,
oh,
just
I knew.
Go sit in the other room. But someone said, if you look at all the big names who've left Grey's Anatomy in the past, you see, if you disagree with Shonda, nobody's bigger than the show.
She's got that rule.
Oh, yes.
We can't say it on the air what her rule is.
Yes.
But it's no blanks on the set.
Yeah, right. And he's leaving on good terms, though, even though there were creative differences. And he definitely did have a beginning, middle, and end to his storyline, so he's just going to be, he's going to be just fine. BBC's working overtime. They've recorded over 100,000 complaints about wall-to-wall coverage about Prince Philip's death. People were upset about a lot of stuff, including the fact that the MasterChef final was not able to be seen because Prince Philip died at the age of 99.
Wow.
That is a little heartless.
This makes it even worse. This stings. The coverage has been the most complained about television event in British history. Before that, it was Jerry Springer the Musical.
Oh, man. That was a thing? I had no idea.
Wow. I guess so. I'll fall down a black hole. I'll fall down the rabbit hole with Jerry Springer the Musical later, but right now I'm totally on the Snooki Twitter feed.
Ooh.
It's been going on for a while. I've been following it for a while, but people are talking about it. She said to her fans on Twitter, send me whatever rando picture you see of me, and I'll tell you what was happening. So there was one, and she's got these sunglasses on, but they're totally bedazzled, so I don't even know how she can see through them, and she's holding a coconut shell. And she said, wasted, pretending my coconut shell could talk. And then the one right above that, she's blowing into a breathalyzer test. And she said, OMG, crashed into an Italian police car and they thought I was drunk. Mortifying. I just couldn't reach the brakes.
Oh, my gosh.
She's got a lot of, like, a lot of stories to tell. That Snooki. God love her. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online, including the 630 Schmig in podcast form. And Lance coming up in just a little bit.
Just let me adore you.
Happy birthday, laziest day of the year. There was a study where they found the laziest days of last year based on Google searches like no desire to work. Do you really have to Google no desire to work? Like, that seems like being too productive if you're
sounds
feeling
like a
lazy.
Lot of work.
Right?
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
That's
weird. That's very weird. These websites doing all these things. But the laziest day last year was April 13th. It was the day after Easter last year. And a lot of these top lazy days were like the day after a big holiday.
Oh.
July 6th came in second. It was the Monday after the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. June 22nd was number three. That was the Monday after Father's Day. And then we had June 8th and July 27th for no good reason at all, other than we were feeling lazy. Yeah, that was like when, you know, March and April were like, we're so productive.
Right, exactly.
I've got a new hobby. It's only going to last a month. And then by July and June and July, we're like, over this.
Yeah.
Over this stuff.
But it's always a Monday then. The laziest day is always a Monday.
A lot of them are. I think people, well, what did we say? Monday's the most hated day of the week by a mile.
Right.
It doesn't even come close to any other days. And then the laziest months, August, October, and September. April is the least lazy month.
Oh, we had better get to it then.
Yeah.
I better do something. We're almost halfway through. Let's get cracking. Lance Hildebrand, get people to work so they can get on it.
I'll do it again. We're doing a little better on 364 eastbound as you come out of the Westplex, all because of an accident right before you get to 141. For a time, nothing was getting through. Then we had just one lane getting through.
Happy birthday from the Wake Up. If you're celebrating today, you celebrate with a one-hit wonder, my heartthrob as a kid and star of Silver Spoons, and the girl who is on Girls and Get Out.
That's right. Allison Williams, Brian Williams' daughter, has a birthday today. And don't forget, she was also Peter Pan.
I won't grow up.
I won't grow up.
I don't want to go to school.
I don't want to go to school.
No, actually, there is a reason I didn't bring that up. Although I won't grow up is fitting. Yeah, I was just going to gloss over that part of her career. Allison Williams, I'm going to say she's 31.
35.
I was thinking 33.
33 is correct.
Nice.
All right. All right. Jen's heartthrob from Silver Spoon.
Oh, I loved Ricky Schroeder
when
I was a kid. He went from Ricky Schroeder to Rick Schroeder, and then he realized he's Ricky Schroeder.
Mm-hmm. Forever. I always liked Kirk Cameron, but Ricky was number two, maybe.
News flash, Dad. I've got a major date tonight with a five-star lady. We are going to party hardy.
I don't know if I loved Ricky Schroeder or the giant train that went through his house. I mean, it was that was pretty cool, Pad. Ricky Schroeder is 53.
42.
55.
51.
Whoa.
Oh, boy.
That was my first choice. I doubted myself.
And also celebrating birthday today, one-hit wonder, Lou Bega.
A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side.
Yes. Lou Bega.
I always wanted my name in that song. Never in there.
I know. There are like 1,000.
Yeah.
It's a bummer.
Little bit of Julie by my side.
See, that sounds so good. Lou Bega. Man, he didn't stick around long enough for us to like know exactly how old he was. Was he old when it came out?
Right.
Was he young? I'm going to say he was young, and he's 46.
Ooh. 46 is
what?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Woo. Let's play some Mambo number 5.
Yes. You know what? We always talk about I was today years old when I learned something, and I guess this would fall under there. There's a recipe on the Food Network's website that's going viral for popcorn and mayo salad.
Ooh.
It's a wake up on Y98. Crunchy snap pea popcorn salad. No, thank you. Who even makes it past the title of the recipe?
Popcorn and mayo?
I mean, you see the picture.
It's like more complicated than popcorn and mayo. You pop popcorn, sprinkle it with white cheddar flavoring. You can stop there or proceed to step 3. Then you whip up mayo, sour cream, vinegar, sugar, and Dijon mustard.
And
add snap peas, carrots, celery, and popcorn.
See, if you look at the picture, it looks not half bad.
They say it's a riff on an iconic Midwestern dish.
It looks a little bit like the Amish salad, where it's similar. Instead of popcorn, you have cauliflower.
Oh, I mean, it looks like quinoa to me a little bit because it's like popcorny looking in the picture, at least. But I was like, what do they think about Midwesterners? And they're like, oh, it's like a Midwestern dish. What do we eat? We eat some popcorn and some mayo.
And we use Miracle Whip.
No, only you use Miracle Whip.
What are you talking
about? Get out of here.
It's the shed spread. Is that what it is?
I can't remember. I use Vegan A's, which, by the way, is so good
if
you mix it with salsa.
Huh.
Vegan A's and salsa. I know that sounds gross, just like this salad, but I promise you, it is good.
I mix mayo with a lot of stuff. I just, over the weekend, mixed mayo and barbecue sauce.
Oh, I bet that's
good. To
get
more of like a white barbecue sauce, and it is good. I think you could even... Like, even the mayo, sour cream, vinegar, sugar, and Dijon, because it's not going to be, like, thick on there. The vinegar kind of dilutes it. So you've got a good flavor on there. You have to eat it fast before it gets soggy. But then when you, well, like, if you're going to enjoy popcorn, why are you trying to make it healthy with some snap peas, carrots, and celery just shouldn't be in anything.
Right.
Okay? It's all wrong. But we're going to make it next week, maybe, and taste it.
Oh. Not it. See the recipe at Y98.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.